This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So you wanted a dose of dominance from Goddess Beatrix? Well, you're about to get it. You're about to get it hard. Because I can see what kind of pervert you are, and I'm quite disgusted by it. So take out your fucking dick and stroke. Pump that disgusting, perverted dick while I give you some dose of dominance. You know, because you gave me some info before we started our session here. You let me know how disgusting you are. I mean, you are proud and happy to tell me that you goon to underage girls, jail bait tweens and preteens. What the fuck? Do you know how sick that is? You being a grown adult, jerking off and gooning to TikTok girls, Instagram girls, and non-nudes. Like actual pictures of little girls in bikinis. That's sick. You are sick. Look at you. You love it, don't you? You love it. You know, I should probably call the fucking police and warn them that a pedophile is in your community. Because I bet while you're gooning to those social media underage cock teases and those non-nude girls, I bet you're thinking of the sickest and most illegal things. Are you wondering what child porn would look like? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing while you're gooning to little tweens and preteens? Do you wonder what it would be like if they took off all those clothes and had a sick and twisted pedo like you molest their little bodies? Or even worse, I bet you even fantasize about molesting those little bodies. Yeah, you do. That's sick. Do you know that? That's sick. Those little girls that you're looking at, they're in middle school. Fucking middle school. I could maybe understand and get it and encourage high school girls. I can get that. High school girls can be pretty hot and they look like women. But the girls you're gooning to, these are kids. Children that look nothing like women. And that's what turns you on, doesn't it? Yeah, that's gross. You know how sick that is? Like literally, you should be in prison for the things that are going on in your head. Molesting tweens and preteens, holding them down. And raping them with your fucking cock. I mean, here's the thing too, you can't even fit inside of there. Surely a grown adult should not fit inside a child. But here you are jerking off to it, gooning. I should call you a pedo gooner. Do you wear that title with pride? Pedo gooner. You do. And I think that you particularly really love being berated over it, don't you?
You do.
You do. You like being seen for the pedophile that you are inside. And I bet you're the type, too. If anyone were to know you in real life, they have no clue. You're, you know, a functioning member of society. Kind, polite, sweet man. But little do they know, every night you sit in the dark with your pedo dick in your hand, looking at young girls, middle schoolers, kids. You're looking at them online, looking at their TikToks and their Instagrams, and even non-nudes that are one step away from being child porn. Do flat chests turn you on? That is so disgusting and so odd, because we all know that men love tits. I mean, men go crazy over tits. But someone like you, the flatter they are, or should I say, even if they're developing, that's what turns you on the most. You'd rather have and look and perv over flat or developing tits versus big, juicy, womanly tits. I'm disgusted with you. I'm disgusted with you. And I'm disgusted that you have no problem jerking off right now, pumping so hard, because you really are a true pedo gooner, aren't you? Yeah, you are. You're a true pedo gooner who goons over the idea of child rape, being a sex offender, doing illegal things like the thought of molesting an 11-year-old girl for your own sick pleasure. You grooming and manipulating that poor innocent princess just so you can get your naughty, pervy hands on her tight, developing body. And let me guess, too. Let me guess. Do words like child sex turn you on when everyone else in the world would want to throw up at that idea? Child sex turns you on? Or kitty rape, child porn, pedophile, child fucker, child rapist? These are really hot to you, aren't they? These words. Do they make you want to just melt into a ball of pervy pleasure? That's so sick. That's so sick. There's something wrong. There's something wrong, and you should be locked in a prison cell for having these kinds of thoughts in your brain. I mean, truly, I should throw you in jail for having these disgusting thoughts. Calling the police. I mean, I'm this close to doing it because, you know, it's not just worshiping an innocent-looking body, a little princess online. No, along with that, you were thinking about molesting that 12-year-old body, aren't you? You're thinking about what it would be like to force your cock inside of her. You're wondering what she would look like on her knees with your cock stuffed in her mouth while she's trying not to gag because she's in fucking middle school. You should be in prison for these thoughts. You fucking pedo. I cannot believe how deep this goes for you. That you actually take these innocent little cock teases that are just simply doing dances online, but it looks like porn to you, doesn't it? It looks like porn to you. when all they're doing is being a young little tween, bouncing around, being happy because they have no worries in the world. All they have to care about is going to school and, you know, maybe playing a sport or something, and maybe even playing with Barbies. And here you are, with a hard dick in your hand, gooning over them being simply underage. Ugh, and let me guess, because I already know that you're into 11 and 12-year-olds. What about 10-years-old? Are you turned on by a 10-year-old preteen? I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call the police and tell them that there is a serious potential sex offender in the community. People need to be saved and protected from a pedophile like you. And what would they think as well if they looked at your history and saw your non-nude? Sure, it's not child porn, but they can look at your history and see that you're watching tons of underage girls' TikToks and Instagrams and pictures of girls in bikinis, cute little pictures of girls posing and revealing clothing. You're just one step away. One tiny step away from being a child porn gooner. One step away. I mean, I bet you think about it, don't you? You think about it, what that would be like to watch a girl, not a woman, a young girl, a middle schooler, undress in front of a camera. You probably think about how hot it would be to see someone's father molest her body for sick pedophiles online. And I bet you really, really wonder what those little tween pussies look like. I mean, they're not going to be anything but bare and fucking hairless. Some of them aren't even a breedable age and you want to fuck them. That's disgusting and sick. Who are you? I mean, you are truly a pedo gooner. A sick, twisted pedo gooner wannabe kitty fucker. I bet if it wasn't illegal, you'd be fucking kids right now, wouldn't you? You'd have your dick stuffed into kid and children of middle school age, and that is so gross. That is so sick, because there's plenty of sexy women. There's plenty of goddamn porn. Just open up Pornhub and jerk off to it, but you can't. You can't because they're not underage. They're not innocent little girls that are in middle school. I mean, what would your friends think? What would your friends and family think if they knew what kind of shit you goon to? And really, that you are such a wanker. I mean, that would be embarrassing in itself. But then to reveal the shit that you wink to middle schoolers on TikTok and Instagram, that is your child porn. Sick. Disgusting. That is so sick and disgusting. What if people knew about that? What if people knew that you jerk off to underage girls and middle schoolers on social media? What if they knew? You'd go to jail. You'd go to jail somehow, because that is everyone's reaction to a pedo gooner. They want to throw you in jail, and that's where you should be for jerking off to shit like this and for the thoughts inside of your head. You want to fondle little middle schoolers? Is that what you want to do? Do you want to touch a flat chest? Get your hands on it? Do you want to you know, just pinch and grab and smack an 11-year-old's ass just because it's so cute and tiny. A goddamn child's ass is what you want to do. Do you want to make out with her like a real sick fuck? Like romantically making out with a child that you're about to molest? You know, the other thing that's really disgusting is that these little girls, they don't know anything about sex. And if they do, it's stuff that doesn't even, you know, make sense or false. But that doesn't matter to you. You probably like it that way, don't you? That's what you probably like, is that they don't know anything, that they're so innocent. And then you just dirty them up. You dirty them up with all the nasty things you want to do to their bodies. Their bodies that aren't even developed. Some probably haven't even gotten their period yet, but you don't care. You don't fucking care. You'd fuck a girl even if she couldn't be bred. You know, that's sick to think about that, that you want to fuck a girl that is not even capable of being impregnated. That's like nature's sign, to be honest, that she shouldn't be fucked. She's not ready to be fucked. But a pedophile like you, that is your biggest weakness. I bet you like the idea that they can't be bred. Is that right? Yeah. I should call the police. I should call the police right now and tell them how sick you are. I should tell them that you need to be locked up in a jail somewhere because all you do is fuck your hand, imagining what it'd be like to rape a child, a little girl. A little girl who can't drive, who doesn't order regular meals from a fucking restaurant. A young underage child that probably gets scared in the dark, who doesn't even know anything about life, and you want to jam your cock up inside of her. That's so gross and disgusting. You know, like, especially considering how easy it is for men to get off nowadays. You just turn on the internet and there's porn everywhere. But that's not enough for you. No, it's not, because those women are developed and real women. You want them to be in middle school. You want them to be where they're not even in fucking high school. I should throw you in jail, you sick fuck. You sick and twisted fuck. You know, another thing I could forgive you for, maybe, if you told me that, okay, I like to jerk off looking at cute young girls and I don't want to fuck them. I just think they're pretty and it's taboo. I might can forgive you, but no, that's not in your head. That's not even an appetizer for you. No, an appetizer is molesting those little girls. The full meal is imagining them getting raped. Actual child rape. You can't even touch those girls. If you were to touch one of the girls that you jerk off to, you'd go straight to jail. And then if you rape them, that's even more jail time. I mean, honestly, you should be on some kind of list. Some list that has to be shared out to people, you know, when they move into a neighborhood, to let them know where the sexual offenders live. You should be on that list for the things that go on inside of your fucking head, you sick pedo. Do you secretly wish that when you see fathers and daughters, do you secretly wish and fantasize in your perverted little brain that, you know, the dad is molesting or raping his daughter? Actual, like, trauma for a child turns you on. I bet you can't even hardly see a father-daughter pair because you've probably fantasized about that so much. A father that secretly sneaks in to his daughter's bedroom at night and touches her body, forcing his cock inside of her mouth, forcing his cock inside her underage forbidden pussy. This is the kind of shit that should put someone in prison. And I wonder, I'm just sitting here wondering how many hours you've spent on TikTok and Instagram. How many times do you replay clips of little tweens and preteens dancing? Oh, I bet you're so into little dancers. Innocent girls that, you know, one of the biggest things that girls do are have dance lessons, gymnastic lessons, and classes. And you fetishize that shit. You fetishize it. And I wonder how many times you've replayed videos like that. How many hours you've spent gooning to these kinds of content. Preteens and tweens just living their fucking life being little girls. They're not cock teases. They're not. They're just simply existing with their young, underdeveloped, pubescent bodies, just existing. And you have to take it and use it as child porn, practically. Those Instagram girls and those girls on TikTok are fucking child porn for you. That is, there's something wrong there. Do you see that? I mean, I bet there are so many men that have had the same thoughts and acted on them and are in jail. So maybe you should be in jail right now before you act upon anything, before your hands start molesting some innocent little girl, before you end up stuffing your cock inside a virgin, underage, underdeveloped hole that would hurt her and fuck her brain for life. She would never forget that fucking trauma. And this is probably porn for you, me talking about that. I bet it is. I bet it is for a pedophile like you. You like the idea that you would mind rape some girl. And of course, you would love the idea of your cock being stuffed inside some tiny little tween's hole. Does it turn you on that you would rip her open? Does that turn you on? Does it turn you on that you would probably break through some hymen? It does. You really are the definition of a pedophile. You're the definition of a wannabe kitty fucker. Because I bet if I turned all this around and I wasn't a dom that's berating you right now, I was an encouraging dom, and I had some little girl in front of me and I told you to fuck her, all it would take are some simple instructions, a little nudge, and you wouldn't hesitate, would you? If I held her right there on her knees holding pigtails and said, fuck her little mouth, you wouldn't hesitate. You'd rape a tween's mouth. You really would. You would fuck a tween's mouth. Would you even lose control and start raping her fucking pussy that's not ready for sex? You would. This is why you need to be thrown in jail, locked up. Put pedophiles in the fucking jail, because you're right there looking at the line all the time. All those hours that you spend gooning and pumping away to little girls, tweens and preteens, the more that sickness spreads in your mind, you fucking pedo. You are a pedo gooner that needs to be locked up. I mean, I bet in any moment you could be on some list for looking up child porn. Because sure, you're being legal right now, looking at those TikToks and those Instagrams and the non-nudes. But one more step, you know where that is. That's looking at child rape porn, and that turns you on, doesn't it? Just those simple words. Those three words, child rape porn. Does it make you want to bust? It does. It does, because you want to see it. You dream of seeing it, don't you? I bet every single girl that you've looked at on TikTok and Instagram, you've tried to imagine her as a preteen or tween kitty porn star. You're that close to being a child porn addicted pedo, ruining your life for something illegal. And then you're another step away from being a fucking sexual offender. A sexual offender on a list. A sexual offender that parents really try their best to avoid. That would not live in a neighborhood because you lived there. Because you wouldn't be able to keep your greedy little hands off their precious little princess. That's gross. That's fucking gross. I mean, God help if someone lived next door to you and had a daughter that was 10, 11, 12 years old. And maybe by chance they have a swimming pool. Oh my God. That'd be like live porn to you, wouldn't it? You fucking pedophile. Some girl just simply existing and playing in a pool. And then, you know, I bet an all-girls school, like an all-girls middle school, that's like prime porn meat to you, isn't it? A fucking middle school classroom full of girls is porn meat to you. Do you know how sick that is? I mean, thoughts like that should make you be in fucking prison. That going into a middle school classroom that's full of girls, and you'd get hard, wouldn't you? You would get hard in front of a classroom full of middle school girls. It'd be so overwhelming to you, and that's so fucked up. You know it is. You know it is. And I wonder how many sick little fantasies you have inside of your head about like pulling some girl into a abandoned stairwell and feeling up her 11-year-old body, forcing her against the wall and putting your hands all over every undeveloped curve on her body, groping her little bumps on her chest, and even stuffing your hands inside her little panties that may even, at that age, they may even have some little cartoon on it. And you want to put your fucking hands inside of there. You want to be. I wish it's a dream of yours to be a child molester. Maybe you should go ahead and purchase the van and just commit it. Just commit to it and expect yourself to be in jail because you have those kind of sick fantasies, pushing girls into abandoned stairwells to touch their little bodies. And I know that once you started molesting that poor little girl, your dick would be so raging hard for a fucking middle schooler that you'd have to rape her. And then, just like that, you'd be a child rapist sent straight to fucking jail where you should be for having these sick fantasies. Yeah, and then I bet you even think about multiple men raping a little girl. Has that ever crossed your mind, you sick fuck? A little girl gangbang? Who thinks of that? That's so sick. A poor little girl who hasn't even had sex, who may not have even seen a dick. You want to see her get gangbanged, don't you? You want to see all kinds of men just like you, with their hands all over her body, pinning her down and forcing your cocks inside of her. You are disgusting. You're disgusting, pedo gooner. I mean, like I said earlier, either make a decision, either turn yourself into the police or commit it. Just commit. Commit to everything. Stop turning TikTok and Instagram girls into porn. Just go ahead and watch the real thing. Go ahead and be a sick, twisted sexual offender. Because what you're doing right now is sick. You know that, right? It's disgusting. And if you cross the line, then at least you'll be put in jail. Because I do feel like calling the police. I really do. But, you know, I bet a sick little pedo gooner like you knows how to talk their way out of it. Oh, I'm not looking at illegal material. I'm just looking at social media. I haven't done anything wrong when I want you in jail. I know I can't police your thoughts, but fuck, someone should police those nasty thoughts that you have. Nasty thoughts of children, fucking middle schoolers, tweens, preteens, girls playing with Barbies. Girls can't even drive yet. They don't even have a full developed vocabulary. They're not growing hair in their little child pussy. Some of them don't even have tits. And you want to do all these adult things to them. I mean, what is wrong with you? So we either commit to being a sexual offender, and let's just throw you in jail. Get it over with, because you're wasting hours and hours of gooning to TikTok little underage girls, Instagram jailbait. That's all you do. I really wish I could see how many hours that you've gooned to shit like this. And none of them are showing you any kind of explicit things. But you've probably not even watched that much porn in your life, as much as you've watched and repeated little TikTok clips and clips of Instagram girls and girls just trying to be little girls, moms, you know, showing off their daughters. Surely those moms should know that they're sick pedophiles like you jerking off to their material, that to their daughters, just being innocent little girls. Okay, so you know what? I'm pretty much tired of turning you on, because that's what I'm doing. I'm turning you on. I'm trying to, like, literally tell you you should be in jail, berating you, and you're even more turned on. And I'm tired of doing that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you through a cum countdown, and you're not going to fucking come until I tell you to. You hear me? You don't spill a drop of semen. And if you do, I'm calling the fucking cops. I will put child porn on your phone just so I can get you in jail. Do you understand me? Okay, so I'm going to count you down. And this is going to be a challenge, because I'm going to make it hard for you. I'm going to make it so fucking hard for a sick pedophile like you. So you ready? You ready for this extreme countdown? Don't come until I get to one. 10. You are a nasty pedo gooner that belongs in jail for all the sick shit that you look at and turn into porn. Probably little girls accidentally showing off their panties, doing it on accident. And it just drives you wild, doesn't it? It's the hottest, like, fucking porn you've ever seen. And it's not even porn, you sick fuck. It's not even porn. It's social media little clips of girls being girls because they're children. They don't know any better. They're immature and dumb, but they're the hottest things you've ever seen. And that makes you so fucking sick, you pedophile gooner. I didn't even know pedophile gooners existed. Sure, I knew that child porn gooners existed, the nastiest scum on earth. And you're almost there, one step away. 9. You want to fuck kids. You want to rape kids, because let's not forget, even if you could talk some little girl, some dumb little girl, into manipulating her into fucking you and she consented, it will always be rape because she's underage. But you want to rape a 12-year-old. You want to throat fuck an 11-year-old. You want to molest a 10-year-old and then stuff your dick inside her little child pussy, you sick fuck. It's always going to be child rape, and you should be in jail for even thinking about it. Do you hear me? You sick and twisted degenerate, stroking and gooning to little girls and raping them. Innocence. Innocent little girls. 8. You should be listening to this behind prison bars, because no one should be thinking this. This is not normal. It's not hot, at least to me, because, you know, the very definition of sex is consensual sex between adults. You're pushing it. You're pushing it by fantasizing about child sex, child rape. And you should be in prison behind those bars, gooning to memories of the sick shit that you looked at. Innocent little girls being children, wishing that you could get your hands all over them and never, probably never learning your lesson, because you can't get away from it, can you? You just can't stop. The more wrong it is, the more you want it. 7. Don't ever forget that you're a pedophile, a sick hebephile that wants to fuck, rape, molest, hurt little girls, middle schoolers, girls that can't do anything. They don't even know how to have sex. They don't know how to suck your cock like a real woman could, but you don't fucking care. You'd choose that little girl over a real woman every day, and that's fucked up. 6. I bet you don't even want hair down there, do you, you sick fuck? You probably don't even like the idea of there being peach fuzz down there. You want it to be puffy, virgin, tween, preteen pussy, not real woman pussy that can take cock. No, you want it to be underdeveloped. You want to feel like you're ripping inside of a fucking pussy. Because you are a pedophile. You wish that you could fuck a child and call yourself a child fucker. 6. And you know what's really fucked up? Is that this turns you on. This turns you on, me reminding you how fucking illegal it is. Me reminding you how disgusting it is. I can't ever win. Because the more I berate you, the more you get turned on. 5. Why don't you stop flirting and playing with the idea of child rape or molesting a little innocent girl and just pull the trigger and do it? Go to jail for the sick and disgusting thing. Do the real thing. I know it's in your head, so fucking do it so we can put you behind bars, you sick pedophile, wannabe child rapist. You wish your cock was stuffed inside a virgin child hole. You wish it was. Just fucking do it. Stop gooning so much and just do it so I can put you to jail. 4. You know what's also sick? Because I already know, you don't even have to tell me. You fantasize about child porn. You wish you could be a lost, mindless child porn gooner. And I'm talking real child rape porn. You want it, don't you? You want to see little girls, 11 years old, 12 years old, raped by their daddies. You want to see it so bad, don't you? You should just fucking do it. Just do it again so I can put you in jail because you can't keep it out of your mind. You want to see it, don't you? You want to see a child naked. You want to see those tweens all undressed with cock forced into their holes. Three, you're about to come for me, but don't you dare fucking drop a seed of that nasty pedo spunk. Do you hear me? You don't get to do anything that you please. And that's the punishment, I guess, for being a nasty pedophile. You listening to what I say, following directions to a T, because you've spent all this time doing what you want, gooning to TikTok cock teases, gooning to Instagram jailbait tweens, wanting and fantasizing about preteens, preteens with braces, 13 years olds that are breedable, 12 year olds that are kiddie porn stars. Two, get that pedo spunk ready, you sick fuck. You get it fucking ready because you're going to prove to me how much of a pedophile you are. You want to show me. You want to show me how sick and twisted you are, and you're about to fucking show me. You're about to show me how you want to see little tweens and braces covered with your cum all over there. You're about to show me how much of a load you would stuff inside a virgin child pussy. You're about to show me how much you wish you could see child porn, and you wish you could molest and rape a preteen. You ready to show me? Are you ready to fucking show me, you sick fuck? Get your hands off your dick, because you are dumber than I thought you were. If you were to think that I would ever let you come in front of me, you sick pedophile. I don't want to see you spurt for little girls. I don't want to see you explode for children. No, you're going to keep that in your fucking balls as a punishment for being such a sick fuck.